or green tops with the black pants and the white helmet. And they are going to go left to right there to receive here to start the second half. Delhi is in the white tops with the maroon pants and the white helmet as we are getting set to go here. Everybody is lined up, ready to roll here, and the clock is still counting down from halftime, so they're going to have to fix that before we get things going here. So a 14-7 score, Delhi 14, Unitego 7. We'll try to keep you up to date on some of those out-of-town scores. 42-0 at the half, Sydney is on top of Oxford, and we know that it's just about halftime over at UV. And BG, who was down 22-6, it's now 22-18. They got a fumble recovery, and they marched it down 60 yards and put it in. So, you know, Coach Israel Lormer not going away quietly there tonight here for the Bobcats.
Nope, looking for that first victory of the year for those guys. Both teams are looking for that first victory, and I'll tell you what, whoever comes away with it will have something to talk about the rest of their lives.
Yes, that'll be a big win tonight for one of those two programs. And I saw Izzy earlier this week, and he said, we just want this one so bad, so bad.
Yeah.
So they are...
Well, I can feel the pain of the loser because my senior year, we never won a game.
It's a tough spot to be in, and both those teams have had very tough schedules. So Unitego is going to get the ball, and Cooper Thayer will field it and avoids a couple of tackles and works his way up to the 35. So Unitego will start the second half there, going left to right, starting on their own 35-yard line.
Yeah, Cooper Thayer with a nice little return on that play, probably about 15, 20 yards up the field, and good field position for his offense to start the second half.
I'm just receiving a text here from Craig.
I'm sure he loved fired?
I'm sure he loved our halftime
fired?
Chat there. Oh, goodness. We're making fun of my boss here at halftime here, in case you weren't joining us. So a handoff here to Dawson Wilsey. And he runs from right to left, plows his way up to about the 40, a gain of two or three on the play there for Unitego.
Yeah, nice little gash right up the gut, just like Nate said, and then good for 5 yards, second down and five.
Wilsey a little slow to come off here, but appears to be okay.
He doesn't like that number.
Yeah, doesn't like that. He was wearing 22 in the first half, a little jersey change here, and he had to put on five. So Cooper Thayer comes in to relieve Dawson Wilsey, and I talked to him pregame a couple of weeks ago. He said, sometimes my knee is just sore. I need to just get out for a couple of minutes, kind of loosen it up and go from there. So they run the same play right here for Cooper Thayer. He tries to go from right to left, maybe a pickup of one, so this is going to be about a third and four, third and five for Unitego as they're still in their own territory, ball at the 41-yard line.
Bulldogs outside contain would not have anything of that sweet play, and they shut it down for 1 yard maybe or no gain.
Early third quarter with the score 14-7. Delhi on top of Unitego. 10:45 to go here in this third frame. And Smith is the quarterback here for Unitego. He's in the shotgun looking like he wants to throw here. Instead, a QB keeper runs to the right side. He's into the second level. First down and more. And before he's flattened there by the Delhi defense and Austin Hitchcock, but he moves the chains and moves the ball to midfield.
Austin Hitchcock with an absolutely perfect form tackle on that play. Took his pads to the runner, wrapped, tackled him. Great play.
Great job by Smith, and great blocking by the line to really open up that hole.
It was a big hole.
Could have drove a truck through that hole there, and Smith found some daylight and picks up the first down. So a first and 10 here for Unitego. Ball is at midfield, 10 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Smith barking out the signals here. He's going to hand off, and this is Daquan, who's going to move the ball forward here. First time we've seen him run the ball here tonight. That's Daquan Davis wearing number 44, picks up two, and boy, he's a load to bring down in the backfield.
Daquan Davis was a nice little 2-yard run, and we've been saying his name a couple times on defense, but that's the first time I think he touched the ball and got a nice little positive gain.
So it's going to be a second and 8 for Unitego, chewing some clock on this drive, early third quarter. They trail 14-7, fresh out of the halftime break. Ball is at the 48-yard line. They're into Delhi territory, going left to right. Smith again checks his wristband here for the play. He's under center, flips it now to Youngs, who's going to try to run from left to right, and he's going to have nowhere to go, and he'll maybe get back to the line of scrimmage. And, Tim, I'm starting to see the Delhi coaching staff said, we believe our defense matches up well with what Unitego's trying to do, and on some of these plays that we've seen go for much longer yards against other teams, Delhi's been able to sniff it out.
Yeah, they're definitely... they've got something figured out right now because they're keying on good players and they're making sure that they're taking their pads to the tackle and not letting them bring the hit to them. They're doing a really nice job, the Bulldogs are.
Third and one for Unitego. Another QB keeper here for Smith. First down and more. 45 lunges up to about the 41. And just when Unitego needs to get that little extra yardage, they do.
They do, but I think they're going to be just a bit short here, and it's going to be an interesting play because it's going to be fourth and a long one from about the 42.
Yes, so
of the Bulldogs, and they're lining up to go for it.
Going to be fourth and two. That was my mistake. That third down was longer than I thought, and so this is going to be a fourth and two. They're going to go for it at the 40. Another QB keeper here for Smith. Can he get around? And no, he's going to be brought down, as that was Cairns, Brendan Cairns, as well as Hitchcock was right there for Delhi to bring him down.
Yeah, number 68 and number 4, what a nice team tackle that was, and did not let that young man get his forward momentum to get that first down. So Bulldogs will take over for the first possession of the second half on downs.
And they met, the contact was like right at the line.
Yep.
So it was going to be, you know, can the defense push him back, or can he get that lean forward with the momentum? And he got stuffed, couldn't do it. So
yeah, got stood up.
Delhi takes over, 8:15 to go, third quarter. They lead 14-7. Ball is at the Delhi 40-yard line as they go right to left. Brannigan is under center. Let's see if they maybe throw here on first down, as they've done a couple of times tonight, and they will. They want Aloisio on the far side. He goes up, and this one is caught by Aloisio at the 35 before he's brought down. And again, good coverage by the Unitego secondary. Aloisio just somehow pulls it down.
Yeah, he just outjumps them and goes up and gets the ball at the highest point and then just hangs on to it and then got thrown down to the ground quite hard there. So we'll see if that affects him.
Boy, and I think Cooper Thayer is thinking on that far side, what more do I have to do? I mean, he was all over him, great coverage, and somehow Aloisio comes down with it. So 7:50 to go, third quarter, and Delhi marching again. They're inside the Unitego territory, down to the 35-yard line, going right to left. Brannigan is under center. Unitego needs some defensive pressure here right now. They hand off to Gullo, and they'll bring him down. Good first-level tackle there by the Spartans, breaking through with Eli Youngs.
Eli Youngs into the backfield and disrupted the play, and kind of surprising, but the young man from Delhi did get 2 yards on the play.
Yeah, just kind of leaning forward there is going to give them a second and 8. Clock continuing to move. 7:15 to go, third quarter, and it's the Bulldogs leading the Spartans 14-7. Tim Cutting, Nate Lowell with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Thanks for joining us wherever you might be out there tonight. Second and 8 here for the Bulldogs. They're going to pitch it to Gullo on the far side. He cuts back at the 35 and down to the 30. Before he's brought down, and this is going to be short of a first down, so a third and short coming up for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a nice little gain on the play, good blocking on the point of attack by the Bulldogs, sealing the corner for him to get the positive gain. It's going to bring up third down and a long 3 for the first.
And this is where this has been signature Delhi this year. Mm-hmm. Brannigan trots over, gets the play from head coach Mike Tracy. Clock just continuing to burn here. Down to 6.5 to go, third quarter. They trail. Unitego trails. Delhi 14-7. Unitego shuffling around on defense here. Third and 3. They're going to hand off to Gullo. He hits the hole, and he's driven back. I think he's going to be short here.
It's going to be really close. Looking at the referee's foot on this side.
It's going to be fourth and inches here, I believe.
Okay.
So here we go. The ball is on about the 27-yard line, and they need to get down to about the 26, maybe the 25. They're saying it's a fourth and one.
Wow.
5:55 to go here, third quarter. 14-7 lead for Delhi over Unitego. This is a big, big play even for being the third quarter.
Yep, definitely is. You know, remember the first time they did this, all they did is go up and try to draw them off sides, and they did, and gave them a first down, and then they went and scored.
Brannigan under center. He's going to go with the QB keeper, and he hits the hole. Both teams pushing and shoving. And, boy, I think they might have to bring out the chains. I'm not sure here, Tim.
Well, they're actually immediately the referees pointing the other way. So I don't know if the ball came out
and
they lost the ball.
Yeah, giving it back to Unitego. I just think he didn't make it. I think they just made that call initially as he hit the pile.
Oh, well, I thought he got it, and then I thought maybe the ball came out, but I don't know. It's Unitego's ball, so it is turned over on down.
From my perspective, I think he just hit the wall, didn't make it, and they immediately made that call.
Okay.
And so Unitego is going to get the ball back here, turnover on downs, 5.5 to go, third quarter. This is a great game, 14-7. Delhi on top of Unitego, and the Spartans get the ball back. As they go left to right, they start on their own 30. They're going to hand one off here to Johnny Havens. Havens plowing his way forward up to about the 35.
Yeah, Havens with a nice little run, and he had a guy out in front of him that was looking for somebody to hit. Now, that's not what you want to see is your lead blocker is looking for somebody to hit. He's got to go find somebody. I mean, he's got to literally go out and get him. And the Delhi Bulldogs outmanned him and made a nice tackle after a short gain.
That clock continues to move in a fast-moving third quarter here. We're at 5 minutes to go in the third. Delhi leading by a touchdown, 14-7. Second and seven for Unitigo. They're in their own territory going left to right. Ball at the 35. They hand off to Johnny Havens again, and he's brought down. That line doing a tremendous job here. That's Cedar Eagle Road crashing through, as well as Nate Kraft and Brendan Cairns on the tackle.
Cedar Eagle Road, what a nice play that was right there. We had to wait for number 66 to come off the pile to see who made the tackle, but he did make a very nice tackle right at the point of attack and a short no gain on the play.
So here's Unitigo again, faced with a third and long, third and seven. They got to find a way to move the chains here. Maybe a pass to Seth Burnham. We have seen him targeted twice. They haven't been able to get it to him. Looking this way now, they throw across the middle and a catch here by Dawson Wilson. First down and more. Wilson's into the open field to the 40, and he's into Delhi territory, down to the 30, 25, to the 20, and Dawson Wilson is finally roped down. Huge play there for Unitigo.
And we finally got to see what you said before about the Wilson family and everything. They would run through a brick wall. He looked for contact at the end of that and made sure that he was going forward, got the extra yards, good reception and run after the catch.
So 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Delhi 14, Unitigo 7. And on a big third and long, Dawson Wilsey, a nice little hook pattern there. He was able to catch it and then just get into the open field and use some of that speed.
Spartans had twins to the right on that play, and they actually flooded the zone, cleared one man long, and hooked up to the other.
3:40 to go here, third quarter. 14-7 the score. Spartans trying to tie things up maybe. Hand one off here to Johnny Havens. He gets to the right side to the 10 before he's pushed out of bounds at about the 8-yard line. And now it maybe looks like the Spartans kind of have that mojo going a little bit here.
Yep, and that was a good run, and that's going to be second down and about 2 for the Spartans. And they're just about the 10-yard line. So if they get a first down with a 3-yard run here, they're going to be first and goal to go.
Yeah, second and 3 with 3.5 to go here, third quarter. A nice crowd on hand. And boy, and we are going to have a flag on the play here. It's going to be on Delhi here, Tim.
Yeah, I think we have unsportsmanlike. I'm not sure where it is. It's definitely pointing towards Delhi, so they will have a first down on this, and it'll be first and goal to go from about the 4-yard line, I believe.
I believe it might have been something from the sideline that was said, and the officials, the white hat, wasted no time in throwing that flag, and this is going to move the ball down to the 5-yard line, Tim.
Yeah. Good little play here. Now, the last time they were inside the 20 in the first half, the first time they were inside the 20, they fumbled. So
yes.
Let's see if they can hang on to the ball.
First and 5 now for Unitigo. A little QB keeper. Here's Smith to the outside. Can he get in? He's lunging towards the pylon, and he's going to be just a little short, but did pick up some yards on the play. So this is going to be second and goal coming up here for Unitigo with 3:23 to go third quarter, and they trail 14-7.
Second and goal, and I want to tell you the Delhi Bulldog defense did a fantastic job of just not letting that play go outside. He may have got a half a yard on that play.
So 3.5 to go here, third quarter, second and 5. Actually, it's going to be probably, it's about a second and 5, maybe a second and 4.
Depends on which side of the football we're using.
And so Unitigo trying to punch it in and maybe tie things up here. One wide receiver split out to the left. And let's see, somebody's going to take a timeout, and that's Coach Frank McCroney and Unitigo. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 3:23 to go third quarter. It's Delhi 14, Unitigo 7, but the Spartans are knocking on the door here on CDO.
You know, there's only one thing worse than getting in a car accident, and that's dealing with an inexperienced auto body shop. That's why when I needed auto body work after hitting a deer, I told my insurance agent that I was using Bill and the guys at Sydney Auto Body. They've been in business for over 55 years, and they do quality work. There's no hassles, no costly surprises, and they take care of the insurance paperwork, too. So if you have an accident, take my advice. Go to Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. A second and five here for Unitego. And they are right down on the goal line, about 5 yards to go from the end zone. 14-7, the score. Just another look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Harpersville Afton now leading Shenango Valley 14-0.
Wow. That's like I said, that would be a big win for them.
That would be a big win. So 14-7, the score. Here comes Unitego. They're going to hand one off to Daquan Davis up the middle, and he's going to get in. Let's see, touchdown. Daquan Davis looked like he was going to be down. Bounced off a couple of Delhi defenders, and he's in.
Yeah, he did, too. He bounced off three guys from Delhi, bounced to the left side, kept his feet, and kept his balance. That was probably the best part of it. He kept his balance and dove into the end zone for 6 points, and we may have a tied game here in just a second.
We said he was a big load to bring down, and it showed there, as now Austin Stockard is in to kick the extra point to maybe tie things up here for Unitego. Snap, the hold is good. This one is up. We're going to have a whistle on the play, and the field goal is good. So the whistle was just signifying that the extra point was good. We're tied 14-14 with 3:17 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
14-14. Unitego and Delhi here with 3:17 to go in the third quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO. And Austin Stockert will kick off here, and Delhi will receive. They get it at their own 30, up to the 35, to the 40, before Mike Scarambolo is knocked out of bounds, and that's where Delhi will start this drive.
Scarambolo fielded a line drive kick, and it pretty much hit him right between the 2 and the 0, and as soon as he caught it, he took off and got the extra yards he needed for good field position to start there. I believe this is their second or third possession of this quarter.
I believe just the second. I mean, both teams have really chewed some clock.
That's true, probably the second. You're right.
So they only...
Unitego had the ball.
Yep.
So,
yep. Unitego started the half. Delhi got it back, and then Unitego came down and scored after Delhi was unable to get it on that fourth down. So Delhi with the ball once again. We're tied up 14-14 with 3:11 to go here in this third quarter. And now the Unitego defense breaking through there. Daquan Davis scored the touchdown, then comes through and makes a great tackle, as well as several other of the players on the line, as Gullo had nowhere to go for Delhi.
Daquan Davis and number 5, Mr. Wilsey, with a real good team tackle, caused the Bulldogs to lose a yard on the play, so it'll be second down and 11.
And Gullo, I mean, he got the ball and just really had nowhere to go there. So 2:40 to go here, third quarter, 14-14 the score. And this is a tight ball game here, folks. And Delhi has been in a few tight ball games. Unitego, not so much. A lot of their wins have been a bigger time win, so that'll be interesting to see down the stretch.
We saw Delhi in an overtime game.
We did. Here's a pitch to Gullo, and he is brought down on the outside. Again, great play there by Jake Morrison coming over to make the tackle, as well as Seth Burge.
Tell everybody how big that kid is, 6'5". 6'5".
Jacob Morrison, 6'3", 305.
And that boy was moving.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, I bet that young man from Delhi was glad that he had the ability to miss him, because he was not going to stop. That looked like that could have been pretty dangerous right there.
I mean, he's a great wrestler, very in shape, very agile for being that big.
Quick feet. Oh, my goodness. What feet? Just absolutely amazed me right there. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, and then you tell me he's 305. I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah, it's been great watching him wrestle and play football over the years. And he's a great thrower in track, too. So he's a great three-sport athlete. 1:35 to go here, third quarter. Brannigan's going to go back to the air looking for Aloisio, and this one is picked off by Cooper Thayer of Unitego. Thayer gets back up to midfield. Thayer is going to go down, and Unitego is going to have the ball at midfield as that one was just overthrown by Brannigan.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait. We have a flag on this play, and the back judge is talking with the white hat right now. We'll see what happens here.
So 14-14 the score for the moment. Unitego picked that ball off. And this is going to be a penalty against Delhi.
Called an ineligible receiver downfield on Delhi, so that's null and void because of the interception, and now Unitego gets the ball right back.
Wow. Huge play.
Let's see if they can turn the turnover into points like Delhi did in the first quarter.
So Cooper Thayer with the INT. He's been close to a couple. We said he had two last week against DePaza Hancock. He was close to a couple tonight and couldn't quite bring them in. He brings that one in. He just read that ball very well. And now Unitigo seems to have the momentum, and they go left to right. The ball at midfield. We're tied 14-14 with a minute 25 to go in the third. Smith is in the shotgun, and here is the snap. Smith is going to hand one off to Johnny Havens. Runs to the right side. He's got some blocking. Gets lit up there, but still falls forward and gets to the 45. That was just a great football play on both sides.
Yes, it was. Number 11 from Delhi.
Brannigan.
Yeah. Absolutely great tackle, and, you know, but Havens had his momentum going forward, fell forward, got 5 yards. Good job. Second down and five.
1 minute to go, third quarter. We're tied at 14, and Unitigo, after picking off Delhi, has the ball, and they're into Delhi territory going left to right. Ball on the 45-yard line. Again, going left to right, two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Parker Packard is split out here to the right side for Unitigo. Smith is under center. He's going to hand off once again to Havens. Nothing doing as Delhi crashing through Cedar Eagle Road was right there to trip him up.
Cedar Eagle Road reading his key very well on that play. Holds the Delhi runner to no gain on the play. So third down and a long five here.
20 seconds to go, third quarter. We're tied at 14. Third and four, Unitigo with the ball going left to right. Ball at the 45-yard line, and I think Unitigo's just going to pack this one in and let the clock tick off the rest of the way here for the third quarter. So if you wanted a good football game, tonight is your night. It's 14-14, Delhi and Unitigo, as we get ready for the fourth quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back here on CDO.
The Madden family of funeral homes continues to serve the needs of our local communities in Broome, Chenango, Otsego, and Delaware counties. The Osterhout Madden Funeral Home is located in Harpersville, and the Westcott Madden Funeral Home is in Unadilla. The Madden family of funeral homes is proud to support local high school football on WCDO and wishes all area athletes good luck this season. Offering a wide range of personalized services to suit your family's wishes, the Madden family of funeral homes will be there for you. Call 693-1151. Or 369-4122. Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly and fun, and there's plenty of parking. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. 14-14 as we start the fourth quarter. The out-of-town scores that we still have are UV leading BG 22-18. Harpersville Athens on the road at Chenango Valley. They lead 14-0. And that Sydney score, I believe, Tim, is still 42-0.
Yeah, I have not had any updates on that one, so we're going to say that's what it was.
42-0 for Sydney over Oxford. So a run here by Johnny Havens on third down to start this fourth quarter is going to run to the right side and be just a little short. So this is going to bring up a fourth and one for Unitigo. They've switched ends of the field, so they're now going right to left. They're inside Delhi territory at the 41, and here we go. They're going to go for it here on fourth and one.
Fourth and one, and Delhi just substituted their number 70 in to play the nose guard spot and see if he can stuff this play before the first down is achieved.
Ethan Stellafold comes in, and Unitigo is going to go for the QB sneak. It's going to be very close, and we'll see. It's really going to depend on where the Zebra Crew spots this, and they haven't given us a signal yet. Both teams are waiting, pointing in either direction. With the score tied at 14, they're going to say it's a first down here for Unitigo, much to the delight of the Spartan fans and much to the dismay of the Delhi Bulldogs.
Yeah, Mr. Smith ran into the rugby scrum, and we had to wait and wait and wait and wait to see what was going to happen, and finally they fell forward to get enough for the first down. So first and 10 from the 40.
I'd say he got that by a hair.
Yep.
It was very close.
Yep.
So 10:50 to go, fourth quarter. We're tied at 14. Unitego with the ball, first and 10. They throw it out to Dawson Wilsey to the 30. A little screen pass to the 20, down to the 10 before he's popped out of bounds. Huge pickup of 20 yards for Dawson Wilsey.
Did you see it?
Wow, yeah.
Did you see him look for the contact? He knew it was coming, and he doesn't stop doing that. I mean, it just amazes me. But that was a nice little quick pass out to the right side. Got him in open space, and he showed he has some wheels.
He does. And this is going to be a first and 10 for Unitego as they have the ball down to the Delhi 10-yard line, which amazes me about Wilsey is he blew out that knee last year, and he blew out several pieces of it. He runs like a track star down the sideline. Then he gets up and he's walking back to the sideline like he's an old man with a walker. I mean, he just has to be hurting every play, but you wouldn't know it when he's got the football in his hand.
Right, that's just called adrenaline.
First and 10, here's Smith, a nice little fake on the QB keeper. Picks up about 5 yards, and it's going to be a second and goal here for the Spartans as they go right to left, ball down to the 5-yard line. They are looking to perhaps take the lead for the first time tonight. And now the officials are calling their own timeout here. And so, actually, no, Delhi is going to take a timeout. So 10:24 to go, fourth quarter. We're tied up 14-14. And second and 5 coming up here for Unitego. Tim, we'll keep it right here.
Okay.
Of course, you want to stay tuned after the contest tonight. We're going to have our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, as well as the catalog outlet stores and ACO brands of Sydney. But great game here tonight. Of course, Unitego 5-0, Delhi 4-1. You couldn't have asked for a much better game here.
Nope, definitely. And I'm going to give you credit, Nate, because I told you we had a little bit of a tussle in the hometown of Sydney with people wanting us to come to Sydney, and I told you about it, and you stuck with your guns and you kept this game, and I'm glad you did, because this game is definitely more entertaining than the one that's going on down in Sydney tonight.
Well, we try to plan out the season, you know, in the summertime. We try to pick games that we think are going to work. As the season goes on and records change and injuries happen, sometimes it shapes up that you should go somewhere else and check out a game. And I just thought that about 2 weeks ago that I had this one circled on the calendar. Mm-hmm. I thought this is the perfect game to do. And that was no offense to Sydney and Oxford, because I thought that was going to be a closer game than it is here tonight. Yeah. I think Sydney just came raring to play, and you know they have so many weapons on that home turf field that I guess it has overwhelmed Oxford here tonight. But I'm so glad we're here. This has been a great game.
Great game. You did well.
It's always tough because I understand everyone wants us to do their game on a Friday or a Saturday, and we're only one crew. We try to be everywhere that we can and get you those scores. And now Unitego is going to take a timeout on 2nd and 5. They came out and they saw what Delhi was lining up in and wanted to call a timeout to talk things over with Coach McCroney.
Delhi has a player that was hurt on a previous play, number 68.
Yeah, Brendan Cairns.
Yeah. They're looking at his shoulder and his arm.
I know his brother Ben is probably out there listening. And so it does look like maybe a shoulder of some kind. And he's made several great plays.
Yeah,
and recovered
absolutely.
That fumble in the first quarter.
Right. Yeah, that's correct.
So we will wish the best for him, but that's a loss for them at the moment. So Delhi breaking out of the timeout. Unitego still in their huddle, 2nd and 5. But yes, I guess going back to our original story, we're glad to be here tonight. Glad the rest of the way we'll try to pick the best game every week. I'm thinking about changing next week, maybe going to Duke Green and Harpersville Afton. I think that would be a whale of a game to see next week. So we'll talk about that after we wrap this one up. 2nd and 5, Unitego looking for their first lead. They hand off to Johnny Havens and snuffed out there by Gullo and the rest of the Delhi defense, as well as Tyler Dibble.
Now, I can tell you, to the radio listeners right now, they can get a first down. I don't know how, but they can get a first down, but they're not going to have very far to go after that.
Yeah, there's about an inch between the first down marker and the goal line. So a 3rd and 5 here for Unitego. So this is big. 9:55 to go, fourth quarter, and a tie ball game. And so here we go. Crowd really into this one, kind of anticipating the next couple of plays. And Smith is going to throw here. He's flushed out of the pocket. The Delhi defense coming for him. He throws far side for Wilsey. Touchdown! Unbelievable catch on that far left side. Fingertip grab, and he brings it in, and Unitego takes the lead.
Number 81, Will Brannigan, went right in front of the ball. Just went through his hands. That would have been 6 the other way, I think, because there was nobody over here to stop him. But Wilsey makes a catch. Touchdown for the Spartans.
Boy, and that had to be the perfect throw from Jared Smith. Otherwise,
it is six the other way.
Otherwise, that was going to be a picked-off ball, and Wilsey just was able to jump a little higher and grab that one. So Cairns is back in the game. So in case his family or his brother is listening, he's back in, and he looks all fired up, as we expect him to be. So a touchdown for Unitico. They're going for the extra point. This one is up, and this one, we'll wait for the official signal, is good. So the third extra point is good, and those do come back to count later in the contest in a tight ball game. So the score is Unitico 21, Delhi 14, 9:38 left in this one. We'll be right back on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 9:38 to go, fourth quarter. Unitico with a fresh 21-14 lead. But as Unitico kicks off here, Tim, some fireworks happen.
Yeah, Unitico was offsides on the kickoff. And so they'll be backed up 5 yards, and they'll redo it.
So they will do this kick all over again here after Unitico was offsides. So they're going to be kicking at about the 35 here as Delhi will receive. Good news is, if you're a Delhi fan, still lots of time in this game with 9:38, and you have an offense that is slow and methodical, but can move the ball when needed. And we've seen tonight the threat of Ben Brannigan getting it down to Christian Aloisio. That's a big play, potential right there. So they can chew some time up, and they can also move the ball quickly when they need to. So here is the kick from Stockert, and the ball bounces through the hands of Brannigan and then finally picked up by the Bulldogs here, and they are going to be tackled back at about their own 38-yard line, as that was Mike Scarambolo right there. So Delhi is going to pick it up, go left to right, starting on their own 38.
Scarambolo was tackled on that play by number 66, Seth Burge from Unitico. Nice play, and a good play by the Delhi receiver, too. He's the up back. He's not supposed to be getting the ball, and he made a nice play to catch the ball.
So 9:33 to go, fourth quarter. Again, thanks for joining us, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. You can go back anytime and listen to these contests on demand. Just click on the Audio Archive tab on WCDOsports.com. Update from down the road, Sydney 48, Oxford nothing. That's the fourth touchdown tonight for Dawson Backus. He is just on fire here tonight. So 9.5 to go here as Brannigan's going to go to the air again. He throws to the left side. He's got an open receiver, and it's caught there by Hitchcock. And he's down at the 30. Again, good coverage from Unitico and Johnny Havens. But Delhi has just found the recipe for success with throwing the ball tonight.
And I'll tell you why he was only one man, because Aloisio was on the opposite side and he had double coverage. And I don't blame the Unitico Spartans for doing that.
No.
But nice throw and catch by Delhi right there.
Yeah, Brannigan finds Hitchcock in single coverage on that left wing side, and he hauls it in. So Delhi moving the ball quickly as they look to tie this game up with 9 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Ball is down to the 30-yard line. They're inside Unitico territory, going left to right. Delhi's in the white with the maroon trim. Brannigan's going to throw again here on first and 10. Cuts it to the outside, then brings it down. He's going to try to run and gets pushed out of bounds here, but not before picking up probably 4 to 5 yards here, and Brannigan just playing scrappy.
That's a nice thing about that. When you have a right-handed quarterback and you roll him out to the right side, if the receiver's covered, he can tuck the ball and run, and he's good. He's got great speed, and he can run the ball. So that's a great run, and actually he got almost 8 yards on that play because they're saying second down and two. Big play.
Second and two for the Bulldogs. So Brannigan making something out of nothing with 8:52 to go, fourth quarter. It's 21-14. Unitico on top of Delhi, and that's 21 straight points, too, that Unitico has scored, and Delhi is trying to right the ship here. They're going to hand one off to Gullo to the right side. He finds a hole. Gullo to the outside before he's tackled down at the 10-yard line, and now this is going to be a first down and 10 here, and the 10 at the end of the 10 is the end zone for the Bulldogs.
Yep, they got very close to the 10-yard line. It looks like they're going to be just outside it, so they can get a first down. They do not have to score, but I'll tell you what, they're determined to get that ball in the end zone, and they're not really taking their time like they normally do. They'll have a couple pass plays, and now they had a nice little run. We'll see what the Bulldogs can do here on first and 10.
8:25 to go, fourth quarter, first and 10. They're going to hand one off here to Scarambolo, driving his way forward before being tackled. About a pickup of two or three on the play, and the Spartans defense desperately trying to dial something up here to stop this Delhi offense.
Yeah, this is a big defensive series for Spartans, because they've scored 21 unanswered points in this half alone, and have gotten the lead, and now they're going to be fighting for trying to keep it from being tied.
Well, they did have the 7 right before halftime.
You're right. I'm sorry.
It was 14-7 at the half.
21 against unanswered.
Yep, 21 unanswered, but 14 straight in this half. So here we go. 7:45 to go here, fourth quarter. 21-14 the score. Unitigo on top by a score, but Delhi is knocking on the door. Great move there by Brannigan, and he is going to be into the end zone for a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown. Left two defenders in his dust, and it's 21-20.
He left two guys, just absolutely beautiful juke moves, made them miss completely where they thought they had him tackled in the backfield for a loss. He made a nice move there to get outside, and then just before he got to the end zone, he made another one to make another guy miss to get the point.
So Delhi is not going to go away quietly here.
No, they are definitely not.
And this is where the extra point is going to come in handy, although it looks like they might be trying to go for two here. We'll see. With 7.5 to go, 21-20 the score, Unitigo on top. And Delhi has not broken the huddle yet, but it certainly looks like, and yes, they are going to go for two here, Tim.
A little bit different. You know, you don't get it. You've been kicking the ball all night to tie. This could be big.
Brannigan is under center. He's going to drop back, fake the pass, now throws one out to the flat. Here, it's going to be a double pass. They throw it up, and it's in. They passed one off to Gullo, and then Gullo ran out to the right side and just heaved one into the end zone, and Tyler Dibble was right there. And Delhi takes a 22-21 lead with 7.5 to go.
What a nice play. The first pass was backwards so that he could do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked like he was running. The whole Unitigo line was coming to tackle him. They thought they had him, and all of a sudden he just threw the ball over top of him.
We'll keep it right here with the score now, 22-21. That was a great play there. The pass was backwards there for Delhi, and then throw into the end zone for the two-point conversion, and that gives them a 22-21 lead.
And I've just been told that was a play they've worked on all week long, especially for this game.
Boy, kept it well hidden up the sleeve until they needed it there.
They sure did.
And boy, it came in handy right there, as they have a 22-21 lead with 7.5 to go. And this just continues to be a great game. And so now Unitigo is going to get the ball back here, unless we see some other Delhi trickery. And maybe they try some sort of onside kick, but we'll see. It looks like they're lining up to just kick it deep, and they will. And so they'll kick this one off to Cooper Thayer. He fields at the 30. Thayer to the 35. He's got some running room up to the 40, and that's where he's down. So a good return there of about 20 yards for Cooper Thayer, and out marches this Unitigo offensive unit once again.
Yeah, they definitely had a nice little trickery play there on the conversion, and then Unitigo comes back, gets the kickoff, and takes it up 20 yards, and Unitigo's got a nice place to start their drive from on their own 40-yard line.
And still a lot of time. 7:24 is a long time, and we'll see what Unitigo can do. They have kind of put themselves in some tough situations from time to time tonight with some third and long, so we'll see if they can avoid that on this drive. Smith in the shotgun is going to throw to Wilsey on first and 10. Right side, he's at the 40 to the 45. Wilsey up to the 50. And before he somersaults out of bounds, going to be very close to a first down for Dawson Wilsey.
Yeah, it looks like they marked him just a tad bit short, so I think it's going to be second down and one.
So a second and one coming up as Unitigo goes right to left. They're in the green with the black pants, the white helmet. And a second and one right at midfield as they are going right to left. Clock is at 7:18 to go. And that whistle lets it go once again. And so here is Smith again in the shotgun. And here's the snap, and it's going to be a QB keeper. Smith to the outside, following his block, backing his way forward up to about the 45-yard line. Nice play there by Smith. He easily picks up the first down, so a first and 10, and into Delhi territory they go.
Yeah, 45-yard line for the Bulldogs to start the second possession of this drive for the Unitego Spartans. Nice little quarterback keeper. No, nothing fancy. Just get the first down and go from there.
So Unitego again into Delhi territory. Clock is moving. 6:55 left. Delhi 22, Unitego 21. Unitego with the ball, though, and a first and 10, and they're in Delhi territory at the 45. Smith, the QB, is in the shotgun. Hands off to Youngs. Right side, Youngs does a little 360, leaning his way forward for about 4 yards. So about a second and 6 coming up here for Unitego, and that clock continues to tick and tick.
Youngs with a nice little play at the end of that. He's laying on top of two Bulldogs, so he wasn't actually on the ground, so he kind of like wiggled his body forward a little bit more to get the other half a yard. Good play.
Second and 6 coming up. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Unitego trailing by 1, 22-21. And here is Smith in the shotgun once again. Hands off to Youngs. Cuts back. He's going to pick up the first down. He's very close, actually. He was tackled at about the 30-yard line here. And Unitego is going to move the chains with 6 minutes and 7 seconds to go.
Yep. Nice little play by Youngs on that play. Just made a nice little cut in the, right in the linebacker level and kicked to the left a little bit and got the first down.
So the Spartans getting the play from the sideline as the clock is down to 5:50 left. Unitego trailing by 1 here at home under the lights, senior night, but they have the ball right now. Unitego 5-0, Delhi 4-1. And now this is going to be a timeout taken. Will be taken by the Delhi Bulldogs. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. 5:43 left. It's Delhi 22, Unitego 21. We'll be right back on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Our score here with 5:43 left is 22-21. Delhi on top of Unitego. Let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard. BG has come back, and they are leading 24-22.
Wow.
Start of the fourth quarter there. I'm told it's the Peyton Sterone versus Austin Carr show there. And it is 14-7. Harpersville-Afton still on top of Shenango Valley. We'll catch you up with the rest of those scores, of course, in our postgame show. And Sydney is now leading 56-0 over Oxford down the road. So a first and 10 here for Unitego. They'll have a little quarterback run with Jared Smith to the outside, maybe picks up about 3 yards.
So Jared Smith with a little quarterback keeper to the right side and a nice tackle by number 66 of the Bulldogs.
Nate Kraft
to make a short gain of 3 yards on the play, bringing up second down and 7.
Second and 7 as we come up on 5 minutes to go. Unitego trailing by 1. Smith is in the shotgun. Hands off here to Zach Youngs, plowing his way forward. The Delhi defense is right there, though, and this is going to give another third and long here for Unitego.
Okay, so you definitely think they're in two down territory here. You're down one in this game. I think they've used one timeout, so they'll have two left. But they got to really think about, make sure you get some yards on this play, make it a manageable fourth down play. The ball is just about the 30-yard line, so it really doesn't make a lot of sense to punt.
4.5 to go, and the clock's still moving. 22-21. Delhi on top of Unitego. Unitego needs some yards here as they are on the Delhi 30. They're going to go to the air. They throw it over, and they got Seth Burnham wide open. He catches it into the end zone, and the senior scores a touchdown here for Unitego. The man they call Cheetah goes in for 6 for Unitego.
Senior night highlight reel right there for Seth Burnham. Nice catch, good throw, touchdown play for the Spartans. Now they're going to take the lead see what they do. Are they going to win for one or two, Nate?
Oh, my goodness. So they lead 27-22, and we'll see what the Unitico Brain Trust decides to do. I don't see the kicker out there at the moment. Looks like I think they're going to go for two here, maybe. We'll see.
I would think they would because that would put them up by seven.
Yeah, 4:20 to go here, fourth quarter. Looks like they're going to go for two, but they've tried to go to Seth Burnham several times tonight. It just hasn't worked, and he just got behind the defense there, and it was a great throw from Jared Smith, and Burnham was able to run it in.
Give some kudos to the offensive line of the Spartans on that play because they gave Smith a lot of time to make that throw.
So they're going to go for two here. It's 27-22. The handoff, it's that little double reverse. They give it back. Cooper Thayer dances in, and he's in for the two-point conversion. And Unitico leads 29-22 with 4:20 left. Unbelievable.
Wow, what a great game. Absolutely fantastic. Back and forth, back and forth. And we still have 4 minutes to go, folks.
That's a lot of time for a Delhi offense. That's for sure. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. It's Unitico 29, Delhi 22 here on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Here's the kickoff, and Delhi will field it with Eric Gullo. He gets to the outside. He's trying to get to the edge, 45, before he's brought down. And so Delhi, with 4:12 left, is going to have some great field position here going left to right to start things off.
Yeah, they're going to have the ball at their own 45-yard line, and I'm going to tell you right now, I thought that was going to go a lot further because Delhi had a great wall set up coming down the right side for the receiver of the kick.
So 4:12, this is plenty of time for a Delhi Bulldogs team. Yeah, 62-0 is the score down the road. Sydney on top of Oxford there. Much closer here, 29-22 with 4:12 to go. Here is Brannigan under center here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Hands off to Gullo, and Gullo is having a great night running the ball, but this time he can't do it as Jake Morrison grabs him by the back of the jersey, pulls him down, maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and actually Morrison gave him a couple yards because he threw him down the wrong way. He threw him out forward towards the first down marker, so he gained about 2 yards on the play. It'll bring him second down and eight.
Clock continuing to move here as Delhi gets the play from the sideline. Ben Brannigan walks into the huddle, gives the play to his guys, and they break the huddle. 3:35 to go, fourth quarter, second and eight here for Delhi as they approach midfield. And we're going to have a timeout, it looks like, as Dawson Wilsey maybe having a little equipment problem here.
He threw a shoe again.
Yeah, this is the second time.
He's having trouble with that shoe tonight.
His cleat came
jersey
off.
Jersey came, had to put a new jersey on. His shoes come off twice.
Yeah. So now after the equipment timeout, here we go. 3.5 to go. Unitico leads 29-22. Brannigan flushed out of the pocket into the backfield. He tries to get to the edge on the left side, but Unitico is right there to bring him out of bounds. And that was a great play over there on the far side from Tyler Jordan and Daquan Davis to push him out of bounds.
Daquan Davis did an absolutely fantastic job of outside containing that, made and brought the runner back to the tackler coming from the inside. Great play, inside out.
And he actually didn't get out of bounds, so the clock's still moving. It's down to 3 minutes left. Third and 10 coming up here for the Bulldogs as they trail by 7, 29-22. And boy, that time just continues to pour off of there. So Delhi still back in the huddle. Ball almost to midfield as they go left to right.
And they come out of the huddle like they have all game long. No hurry.
Steady.
No hurry.
But they do have some deep threats in Hitchcock and Aloisio. And now they're both going to dance over to the right side. So those
trips to the right.
Yeah, those two wide receivers and add Gullo over there. So three guys to the right. Brannigan is going to get flushed out of the pocket. He's going to try to throw here, has nowhere to go, tosses one up into the night sky, intercepted by Cooper Thayer, down at the 35-yard line, his second interception of the night.
Real nice play right there. He had to throw the ball, just tried to throw it to Aloisio, he couldn't get to it, and Cooper Thayer went up and got the ball, and interception, turnover for the Spartans. They'll take over first and 10 on their own 35.
Cooper Thayer's about on cloud nine as he's over pumping up the Unitego crowd with 2:20 left. Now, there's still a lot of ball game here, folks. So
turnover, anything can happen.
So this is.
I was just getting ready to say, Nate, I want to see what this Delhi offense will do if they have to hurry. You know, and they were getting to that point, you know. Now that play, he ran out of room, he had to throw the ball, or either he was going to run out of bounds and it was going to be a turnover on down, but he threw it up and it was an interception.
So Unitego has the ball back, a 7-point lead, 29-22 with 2:20 left. They're going to have to be careful here as they hand it off to Dawson Wilsey, and he runs to the right side. Pickup of about three. And now, I mean, the clock is really going to be an issue here for Delhi. They can use their timeouts, which they do here, but Unitego just has to take care of the ball. But if you're Delhi, somebody's going to have to try to make a play.
Yeah, and that, obviously what you're looking to do if you're Delhi is you're looking, as the runners are coming into the pile, make sure you have the tackle made, and then the extra guys coming in are going to try to rip the ball out and make a turnover. Thing that you're telling Coach Microne and his staff over there at Unitego, both hands on that ball at all times. Don't try to make an extra yard by swinging the ball out or whatever. Keep it inside, keep your hands over top of it, and make sure you have good ball security.
Look at the out-of-town scoreboard once again. The Harpersville Afton Hornets have scored again, so they are on top 20-7 now on the road at Shenango Valley. Josh Wilson with the touchdown there, so that could be a huge win for them. And Bainbridge Guilford still leading 24-22, and we know that Sydney is up big 62-0 at home against Oxford.
Yeah, that'll be huge if Harpersville Afton can beat CV. You know, again, like we talked about at the beginning, that's a D school beating a B school. That's huge feeding point.
That would be big for them. And, you know, if they can go in and get a win against Green next week, they would probably be the number one seed in Section 4 Class D. We got a game to finish up here, though, folks, before we talk about next week. 29-22, Unitego with the ball with 2:14 to go fourth quarter and the lead. They're going to hand off here to Johnny Havens, spinning forward and then falls to the ground. Going to be very close to a first down, second and six. He probably got about five, maybe four. So it's going to be third and short here with 2 minutes to go. And, boy, the clock continuing to turn here. But, you know, if you're Unitego, it's going to be officially a third and three. You've got to get this first down.
Yeah. If they stop him on this play, obviously Unitego can't really risk the field position and go for it on fourth down. So they're going to be kicking. So this is a huge, huge play for the Bulldogs.
A minute 40 to go. The clock's still moving. Unitego taking their sweet old time getting up to the line here. Third and three. They need a first down. So they're going to hand one off here to Daquan Davis, and he is not going to get it. Davis maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage, and I think Unitego, Tim, with a minute 20, is going to have to punt it away here. Clock's still moving, though.
Yep. I don't believe Delhi has timeout, so they're going to let the clock run down as far as they can. They're going to take all the time off the clock, and I think they're going to have to punt. I don't think you want to give Delhi the ball right here.
A minute 10, clock still running. Ball is on the Unitego 42. So they are going to let the clock run all the way down. Clock still moving down to 55 seconds left, and they are just trying to milk this as long as they can. Clock still moving down to 50 seconds left, fourth and two. And now, it looks like we'll have the timeout as Coach Microne is going to call it. So 45 seconds left.
So 45 seconds left. They took all the time on the play clock down and then took the timeout rather than take the penalty, which, you know, they had the timeout to use, so that's a smart play. One thing that happened that was pretty, pretty big was Delhi had to take their one big guy, number 72, out of the game.
Cedar Eagle
Road. He had a little bit of blood on him. And he had to go out of that game, out of that play. So he wouldn't have been in there for that play. But now, we'll see if they can get him patched up and get him back in there.
So 45 seconds left. Here's the scene. Unitego leads 29-22. It's going to be a fourth and two. And as we've been talking about here, we just don't think it's wise to gamble with the field position here. So we're assuming Unitego might punt this away.
You're on your side of the 50. So if you don't make it, you're giving them a really good short field to put the game, potentially tie the game, or you're on the road. Do you go for the win? You know, I mean, it's been that kind of game all night long. we'll see what happens here. Like you said, Nate, there's 45 seconds left.
And they have had several deep passes tonight of 20 or 30 yards to Hitchcock or Aloisio.
Yep.
So you I don't think you want to give them this field if you can help it.
And I want to say real quick, the last time they came over with trips to this side, that made man-to-man on all of the wideouts. And that's what they want. They want man-to-man on Aloisio if they get the chance.
Smith is in to punt. Delhi, though, doesn't have anybody back. They're just going to let it go. Maybe fearing that Unitigo might try to pick up the 2 yards and get the first down. Smith looks over to the sideline, and he's going to punt this one away, and it's partially blocked here by Delhi, and Cairns is going to fall on it here at the 40-yard line, and that's where Delhi is going to get it. Wow.
Wow, that was really close. That ball got tipped, like Nate did say, and all the Delhi Bulldogs were running back, and nobody knew where the ball was. The ball came down. It hit the ground in front of one of the defending linemen and bounced right back to him. If that ball hits him and bounces off of him and Unitigo gets it, that's the ball game. But they're going to have a chance.
Harper Zalafton wins that game 20-7 against Chenango Valley.
Wow.
So that's a big win. And here we go. 39 seconds left. And Delhi has the ball going left to right. They're on their own 40. They're going to throw it up high into the night sky, but it sails out of bounds. I think that one slipped right out of Brannigan's hands, as he had big Seth Burnham barreling down on him, as well as two other Spartans, and he just got rid of it.
He definitely didn't need to take a sack there, so he did the right thing. You throw the ball out of bounds, you've got three more downs.
I like bringing Burnham from the edge there because, you know, he's about 6'2", 6'3".
And big hands.
Big hands. You get those mitts up there. That makes it harder for a guy like Brannigan, who I'd say is about 5'10", to get it off. So second and 10 now. 29-22, in case you're just joining us. It's been a great game
they
here.
They have done a lot of rolling out with him, but they're on the right hash, so they don't have a lot of room for that. So we'll see what they do.
34 seconds left. Unitigo up by 7, 29-22. Delhi maybe trying to tie things up here. Brannigan flushed out of the pocket again. He's going to try to throw, and again, this one sails out of bounds, had nowhere to go, and he had Jake Morrison trailing the play.
And I'll tell you what, he did a really nice job there because he had like a foot more and he was out of bounds already. So he saved another two downs here for the Bulldogs because that would have been a loss of probably four.
27 seconds left. Third and 10 now for Delhi. They trail 29-22. Unitigo is 5-0, trying to keep their perfect record. Delhi is 4-1, trying to create a log jam in the division, and it's all going to come down to this last 27 seconds. Unitigo fans are on their feet. Delhi fans are on their feet. This is what Friday Night Fever is all about, folks. 27 seconds left. Brannigan under center for Delhi. As they go left to right, he's going to have to go to the air. Drops back. Aloisio is on the right side. Burnham is chasing him down and rips down Brannigan. 20 seconds left. And this is going to be fourth down coming up here for Delhi.
Yeah, that was a nice play by the young man, number 15.
The clock's still
made
moving.
Quite an interesting tackle loss, and we'll see what happens. They've got real quick one play here.
One play, fourth and 10. They're going to have to toss it up into the night sky. We got a flag with 2 seconds left, so that's going to bring it down here. And so it's going to be a false start against Delhi. So they're going to have one more heave of it here, as the false start actually probably is the blessing in disguise for them. Sure, it backs them up 5 yards, but they're going to get one clean look at it here with 2 seconds left. Unitigo leads 29-22.
Well, Unitigo will be in their prevent, so, and that's...
Here we go, and that's going to be the ball game here. They're not going to get it off, and that does it. Unitigo, after trailing 14-0, comes back to win on senior night 29-22. Mike Rose couldn't play. Dean Reed couldn't play. Both were out sick today. They find a way to get it done, but hats off to both these teams here. They played their hearts out, and Unitigo comes away with a 29-22 victory.
What an absolute great football game. I mean, the entire game was just absolutely fantastic to watch. Both teams just giving it all they had, and unfortunately, somebody has to go away as a loser, and tonight that was Delhi.
So Unitigo wins 29-22, our postgame show coming up here on WCDO.
The Catalog Outlet Stores, the area's value leader, are happy to announce the grand reopening of their State Highway 12 North Norwich location after the extensive interior remodel. To celebrate the grand reopening and new look, huge savings are being offered in every department, including sofas, recliners, TV consoles, dining rooms, bedrooms, sectionals, and much more. See the Catalog Outlet's 8-page color circular out now. New additions include an iKids bedroom department, where you'll find bunk beds, storage beds, and bedroom pieces for boys and girls from children to teens at savings every mom and dad will love. You'll find mattresses by Simmons Beauty Rest, Gold Bond, American Bedding, Sierra Sleep, and others. You'll find mattresses in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels, including one and two-sided models. Discover maximum rest by putting your new mattress on an adjustable lifestyle bed base, starting at just $7.99 in queen size. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less. The celebration and savings are happening at all three Catalog Outlet locations: Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and the new look State Highway 12 North Norwich store. Or shop at Catalog Outlet online.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here under the lights at Unitego High School. Just a great Class D Section 4 football game tonight as Unitego wins 29-22. They trailed 14-0 and came all the way back to win. They had two guys out tonight in Dean Reed and Mike Rose. They come back to win on senior night. That's a storybook ending here for the Spartans.
Yeah, it definitely was. And I'll tell you what, they were down 14-0. They showed a lot of perseverance, came back and scored the next 21 points. You know, and then Delhi didn't give it. You know, it was like both of them were throwing haymakers, and they were taking them. And then the next guy would come out of the corner, and he'd throw a punch to the belly. And, you know, and it was just back and forth all night long. It was an absolute fantastic game. And Nate, you're an absolute master at picking what games we do.
Well, I've had a lot of weeks where I didn't pick very well, so this makes up for it this week. But I am glad we were here tonight for this one, and you can listen back anytime on WCDOsports.com. Let's do our three awards. And before we get into this, there were a lot of people we could have picked here tonight, so we'll give you our reasons why here in just a minute. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Tonight, we are giving that award to Jared Smith, the quarterback here for Unitego. Scored a couple on the ground through that nice pass to Seth Burnham, which ended up being the final score. So just thought he did enough here tonight to help Unitego get the win.
He did exactly what Coach McCroney wanted him to do. He managed the game. He took his shots when he had them, and you know what? The kid played a great game and put some points on the board for his team, and then also was on the assist side of that with a couple of passes. So nice job by the quarterback.
Our defense award is brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, and the Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofa, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and their newly remodeled store in North Norwich. Going to give that tonight to Cooper Thayer. Two interceptions. He had two last week, two tonight. had to do a little bit of everything. He was running the ball on offense, and I just thought he did a real good job when they needed those two interceptions.
Yeah, he did, and I'm just going to say this because at the beginning of the game, he was on an island against an awesome wideout,
yeah.
Mr. Aloisio, and he did a fantastic job. Now, granted, Aloisio made some nice catches early and stuff on him, but Cooper was right there, and he kept with it all night long and so on and so forth. They made some adjustments, gave him a little help over the top. Then he started to step inside, and that's when he started getting those interceptions.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Christian Aloisio just did it all tonight for Delhi. He could have easily given it to Brannigan. We talked about Cedar Eagle Road. He probably could have won an award here tonight, but Aloisio, from the first play tonight, separated himself as probably the best wideout on the field.
Yeah, there was no doubt. And you know what? And that's why Coach Microne did what he did. He gave a little over-the-top coverage help to the cornerback. And you know what? You got to do those sort of things. And you know what? Aloisio deserves a lot of credit because he made them make a defensive adjustment to stop his game. So nice job, young man.
And so our final score down the road was 62-6, Sydney defeating Oxford.
Scored.
Yep, our final score here was 29-22, Unitego defeating Delhi in a great game. So Unitego improves to 6-0. Mm-hmm. They are state-ranked this week, and I'm assuming that will bump up a few more spots next week. Delhi falls to 4-2. They were in the honorable mention this week. I'm sure that they might still be there, as they are a really solid team, and I'm sure this won't be the last we've heard of them. They still do have a chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah,
so.
I've just got to say, I get to give these guys credit, not only the players but the coaching staff for the Bulldogs, because they don't have a lot of people, and they just seem to still play the game as hard as they can from the minute that the clock starts to the ending whistle. You know, I mean, they just don't give up. They do their own little thing. They take their time. They have a great game manager in Brannigan, and you know, they do what they can. And tonight we saw they can throw the ball. We haven't seen that all year. You know, it had been the run. But tonight they threw the ball when they had to, and it did a good job. And like I said, at the end of the game, unfortunately, somebody has to lose, and tonight that was Delhi.
Great game here again. Our final score, 29-22, the victory for Unitego over Delhi, a 7-point victory. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the WCDO studios. Make sure you check out WCDO Sports this week. We will let you know where we're going next week. We were thinking about BG Unitego. Maybe we'll switch it up and do Green Harpersville Afton. That should be a great game. So we will see you next week sometime on Friday night at one of those places. We're excited to bring you the final week of the regular season before we get into the playoffs.
That's amazing that it's here already.
It is crazy. So, again, our final score, Unitego defeats Delhi 29-22. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.